College of Musical Knowledge. Well, now from the Hollywood canteen in the heart of Hollywood, for the entertainment of Uncle Sam's fighting men and women in uniform, Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. We're installing Phil Harris. And here he is. He's gorgeous. He's groovy. He's the final clinch in a movie.
They all know that, Bill. Hello, you lucky people. Let down your hair and roll in clover, because Harris is here and the lull is over. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now we're rolling. Hi, all you pretty people.
Say, Professor Harris, here's a telegram that just came for you. It's from Kay Kaiser.
Oh, from the old, the professor, huh? Yes, I can understand that. Well, read it to me, kid. Let me have it.
Well, it says, "Dear Phil, you're doing a great job at the old college during my absence. Money order will follow."
Money order will follow. Every week the same thing. I've been on this program for a month and I haven't seen a dime yet. And it's very embarrassing.
Why?
Well, because I have to work as a part-time bartender to support my family.
Oh, what do you mean, a part-time bartender?
Well, part of the time I'm a bartender, and then part of the time I'm a customer. And you know, that's very confusing. I get mixed up and fall flat on my union card.
Yes!
Professor, six trusting scholars await their fate in our first examination, and tonight the college treasury holds $140 in war bond prizes, plus a $300 cash bonus.
Well, thank you, Dini. Soon we'll start the opening scramble, but first we gotta dance, so, let's amble.
Start examinations, and here's our first scholar to stab for our $300.
Yes, sir, and it is Yeoman Second Class Wilmer Jones from Centralia, Illinois. Yeah. How do you do? Wilmer, it's awfully nice to have you here. In Centralia, I've played many times, and I love that town. Now, look, Wilmer, this first one is from Miss Marion Upshaw of San Antonio, Texas. She tells us a sad case of a sailor who proposed to a girl whose name was Mary River. She said, "I'll marry you, but first you've got to get the consent of my father, who is called..." What was her father's name?
Old Man River.
Old Man River. Now, no sooner did Mary River and the sailor get married than her whole family moved in on them. Brothers, aunts, and cousins. And each of them turned out to be a... Oh, no, honey, it's got to be River. Now, you know, Hoagy Carmichael wrote it. Now, do da do da da do the old mill run. That ba do da do da da do da da do da. A lazy river. I'm going to take that. It's up a lazy river, but you said down. That's all right with me because there was a whole lazy family. Some of them might have been up, some of them might have been down. Now, look, finally things got so rugged, the sailor put up a sign that applied to all his wife's in-laws, and the sign read... Got a river do what?
River go away from my door.
Well, river stay away from my door, but that's close enough. Yes, sir. He met all the tributaries, the little streams and the beaches and everything. Now comes Private First Class Owen McAllister from Upper Sandusky, Ohio. With 14 months overseas. Now look, Owen, it's which, why, and what time. So listen and tell Miss Shirley Herkowitz of McKeesport, Pennsylvania, which, why, and what. Now, Eddie Bracken or Bing Crosby sings the song in the picture Out of This World. Which? Did you see the picture Out of This World?
Right.
Well, then it's kind of tough if you didn't see the picture. I'll have to explain it to you. I'm going to give you the first one because, after all, you've been overseas, and if you haven't seen the picture, it isn't your fault. Eddie Bracken does it, but Crosby dubbed it in. In other words, you hear Dubsy's voice and Kraken's picture, and Crosby had nothing whatsoever to do with it. Now in playing, we're all even there. So now look, in playing a piano, foot pedals are used why? Like the pedals on the piano. Will you stand over here with the microphone? They have three little pedals on the piano. Do you know what they're for? You know, when they play, they press these three little pedals.
Well, I don't know. I think it's brought in something like a slur, isn't it?
Well, no, not exactly. That's it isn't a slur, but it would have a tendency to do something. Maybe
raise or an octave.
No, not Ray. That's an Irving Berlin piano. This has a tendency to bring it what? It would bring it students. That's right, tone color. It would bring it loud or it would bring it soft. Well, that's kind of tough. I mean, that's not too. But don't get nervous. Now look. In the story of Cinderella, the fairy godmother turned the pumpkin into what?
A coach.
That's right, into a coach, and she turned the little mice into what? Coachman? Coach. You're absolutely right. Let's give them a nice hand. Now we have Yeoman Second Class Carol Stoney from Los Angeles, California. Look, Miss Jean Heath of Los Angeles, California, says she has found out that most men are either angels or devils. Now, she wants you to guess which is the angel and which is the devil as we play these two songs. Let them play them. I know she knows it.
And the angel sing?
The angel sing was first. What was second?
Between the devil and deep blue sea.
That's absolutely right. Between the devil and the deep blue sea. Now, can you name a movie actress who's an angel?
Heather Angel.
That's absolutely right. What grand opera deals with the devil? What grand opera deals with the devil? It's also the name of a spaghetti. I think it's the name of a spaghetti. Take a stab at it. Student. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's give her a nice hand.
Professor, our judges have gazed into the crystal ball and spied the winner.
And her John Henry is Yeoman Second Class Wilmer Jones from Centralia, Illinois. Give her a nice hand. Yes, sir. Well, honey, I hope you're used to shocks because here's 50 rocks, a $50 war bond, first prize,
And then your buddies each get 10 in stamps. Also, our honor scholar gets to hold tonight's Kaiser scholarship of $300 in cash until she competes for it in our final round. But first term is out, and here comes those kids that sing those uptown tunes in the lowdown style, the Town Criers.
Ride like a fool, always up on the corner at Tony's food stand.
He'd help himself to anything
on which he could lay
his hand.
Riding at this quite often, and plenty of fruit he was offering. But Tony got sore, he inwardly swore any daughter.
Ah, me finger you touch.
Please no squeeze up banana. Because when you do that, then you make her flat. Please no squeeze up plum. Because when you squeeze up plum,
you put him on the bum.
Touch a this, you touch a that, you touch everything. You push a this, you push a that, you never mind nothing. Please no squeeze a banana. If you squeeze, officer, please, squeeze a coconut. Please no squeeze a banana. Because when you do that, then you make her flat. Please no squeeze the plum.
Because when you squeeze the plum, you bomb, you smash him all up. And I don't kind of sell him like that.
Please don't squeeze that up on that. Go on and squeeze butt. Make it on a coconut.
Professor Harris, I want you to meet a new member of our faculty, our new Dean of Dramatics, Professor Jack Douglas.
Jack Douglas. So you're the new Dean of Dramatics, huh?
Yep.
What do you know about the drama?
Well, for one thing, I just finished writing a play, a murder mystery.
A murder mystery, huh? Is it exciting?
I'll say it's exciting. On page one, the hero gets married, but he kills his first wife. Then he gets married again, and he kills his second wife. Then he gets married again and he kills his third wife. With a knife. Oh. Any questions?
Certainly I have some questions. Now in the first place,
wait a minute,
just
a minute, Professor Harris. I have a message for Charles Atlas.
You have a what?
A message for Charles Atlas.
You mean you want to do it here?
Uh-huh.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, I sent you the money. Where are they?
Listen, Jackson, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've never seen you before. How long you been around Hollywood?
Oh, I just arrived yesterday. And like all the big movie stars, I got off the train at Pasadena.
You should have got off at Glendale.
That's where I got on.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, all I can say is that you're the sorriest-looking dean we've ever had around this college. Why, you look like something the cat dragged, but not in.
Well, I've been sick.
Oh. Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yes, I've been sick all of my life. Even when I was a little baby, I was sick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was so sick, I had to suck my thumb through a tube.
Well, May, Jackson, look, maybe your parents didn't know anything about raising babies. Hmm? I suppose your father burped you.
Huh?
I said, I suppose your father burped you.
Well, we took turns. Speaking of my father, did you read about him in the morning paper?
No, I don't think I read about your old man. What about him?
Well, last night he thought he was a dive bomber and jumped off the top of the city hall.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. Wait a minute. You're going to have to slow down a little bit. Now, look, your father thought he was a dive bomber and jumped off the top of the city hall?
Yep, and that's how my uncle got hurt.
How?
He was the tail gunner.
Oh, wait.
Put that man back in the trunk and let's get on with this Mardi Gras.
Get him back in. Gorgeous Georgia Carol.
You came along from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love.
Phil, first scholar to try for bond prizes and our $300 cash bonus is Private First Class Jeep O'Neill from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Yes, sir. Now, Jeep, look. Lieutenant Chris Harris of the 8th Air Force suggested that we go to a prize fight last week, and so we did. And what matches? Now, the boxers stayed in the clinches so long, the gallery started singing. Hold it.
They what? They started singing what?
Dancing together cheek to cheek.
That's right. They were dancing together cheek to cheek. In other words, those two fighters, this one was on the canvas so much that they had to put the comic strip down there so he could see what Breathless and Dick Tracy was doing. Now, that reminds me of what Joe Frisco calls Joe Louis's fist. Frisco says that Louis's left is a pocket bazooka, and his right is known as... Say, kid, let me tell you something. You should never play that thing after a Hungarian dinner. Do me a favor, will you? What's the name of that tune? Goodbye for what?
Ever.
Forever. He said it. That's what he said. Yes, sir. Now we have Private Lyle Butalji or Boulanger from Graceville, Minnesota. What's your last name? Boulanger? That's right. Lyle Boulanger. Listen, Lyle, Maxine Moore of Hollywood said lots of famous people are known by their initials. So here's your initial question. Now identify three of the following from their initial. I'll go through them once, then I'll go through them again. W.C., P.T., J.P., O.O., and K.T. Now, who's W.C.? The movie actor. You know W.C. Up, quiet. Student. That's right, W.C. Fields. P.T. Got a circus, I'll tell you that. They always quoted them, saying, as long as they spell your name right, you know. P.T. who? Student. P.T. Barnum is right. J.P.
Quiet.
J.P. who?
I don't think I know.
Well, what did they say? Morgan. All right. O.O. Quiet now, students. Let him get it. He wrote a column. He's a little bit nervous. See, he wrote a column in New York, and he's passed away. And a lovely guy. But he wrote one of the sharpest columns I think we ever had. Used to give you that real down-to-earth humor in all of his columns. O.O. Mac and who? All right, students. I'm sorry, Pop. Look, K.T., she's a pretty thing. You ought to know her. K.T. who? K.T. who? Student. Yeah. We'll get you a better question next time. Let's give him a nice hand, huh? Yeoman First Class, Beat Manding from... Oh, Bert. Bert Manding, is it? Or Munding? Munding from San Luis Obispo, California. Yes, sir. Another beautiful wave. Look, Bert, here's the musical signature of a swell guy and a longtime favorite of dancers everywhere. Been in the business a long time, and everywhere he goes, they love him. Now tell Peggy Ann Lout of Jamaica, New York, who he is as we imitate his theme. Now let me play it, huh? Now playing at the Biltmore. Who is it? Doing it. Put it right in there, honey.
Joe Reichman.
Well, it's Joe Reichman, but he won't mind just as long as you get it close. Now, look, is this true? Joe is known as the...
Pretty Pagliaccio.
What is he known as?
Pagliaccio the piano.
Pagliaccio the piano, and he really is, because he plays it on down. That's swell. Thank you.
We have just tortured the judges, and they have revealed the name of the winner.
Well, we happen to have a tie here, Dean. Now, look, we got Private First Class Jeep O'Neill from Oklahoma City, and we have Yeoman First Class Bert Munding from San Luis Obispo in a tie. Yes, sir, kids, you win the first prize. Now you can make GIs at those Vine Street pigeons because you are loaded with a $50 war bond. The next two in line get $10 each for doing fine and for being an incandescent. Contestant, you meet the winner of the first exam, you two, for $300 in cash when our brainbuster question rolls around.
Now, recess is here. I've had a little beef with Alice, and if you don't mind me taking just a second, I'd like to ask her for one more time. I'm peeping in your window, I'm knocking on your door. Although I know you made me go, 'cause you said you don't love me no more. I'm asking you a favor you must grant. Now please don't say you don't wanna, and don't tell me you can't listen, baby, one more time. Just one more time. Let me do those things I used to do. Let me sit down to that tea for two. One more time. Just one more time. You can bawl me out. You can call me names if you let me play those parlor games. One more time. Just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone, making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone, driving me crazy. One more time. Just one more time. Let me have a chance to be sweet again. Just snap that lock and let me in. One more time. Walking all alone, talking all alone, driving me crazy. One more time. Honey, just one more time. Let me touch that skin I love to touch, and I didn't think I'd miss so much. One more time. Kaiser
College sprains your brain.
That's right, Dini. This is the moment when we set that $300 up in the corner pocket, and how I love to peel those leaves off of that Kaiser cabbage. Yes, sir. And our three senior classmen are Private First Class Jeep O'Neill from Oklahoma City, Yeoman First Class Bert Munding from San Luis Obispo, Yeoman Second Class Wilmer Jones from Centralia, Illinois. Let's give them a nice hand. Now look. You all three have a chance to make a really soft touch here. And remember, it's 300 skins. And I don't know if you know it or not, but 300 skins will buy an awful lot of Vine Street crowd juice. Now look, you get 30 seconds to answer one question, and the one who answers first wins. Now if you all three miss, the money goes over to next week and becomes $400 for some other canteen dean. So think fast and don't pass. Here we go to sprain your brain. Hold it. The Battle of Bull Run was fought in what state?
She got it! That's right. What's your name, Arnie?
Wilma Jones, that lovely little wave, knocked that $400 crazy. Let's give her a nice hand. I mean $300. My, I haven't been so excited since Alice increased my allowance. That was $3. But it's three and three is three. That was our final exam tonight. The old campus was sprung for two $50 war bonds to our two winners and 10 each to the men who also ran. Well, now we got to let class out until next week. Be in your seats, you pretty people, because we'll be dispensing knowledge in the old college. And believe me, it's 12, the whole class here in the Hollywood canteen with you GI guys and gals. So until next Wednesday, this is Phil Harris saying so long for Professor K. Kaiser and all the gang. So long, you pretty fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.